conduct as it was a proposal made by Estonia. We would like to emphasize that this should be seen as a supportive measure, not a substitute to a legal instrument, as we are still in a position that the international law, including IHL, is applicable to laws. We believe that IHL is a robust legal framework which is capable of governing new weapons technologies. And shortly about the non-legally binding code of conduct and the idea behind it, we believe it's a good tool to promote responsible behavior and strengthen compliance with international law. We believe that this would help shed more light upon any uncertainties about the interpretation and application of existing law. And it might cover mechanisms by which the reliability and predictability of weapon systems can be ensured and assessed. And it could also assist states in conducting legal reviews or reviews of weapon systems that have autonomous functions. Thank you very much.